Item 7, from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, providing an informational update on the status of the Minority Impact Statement Ordinance. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Very good. Welcome.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Don Tyler, Director of Administrative Services. With me, I've got Rick Norris, who's a Director of CBDP. What this is an informational report, simply as a follow-up to a resolution that came out of this committee, sponsored by Supervisor Rainey in January of this year, directing CBDP and Corp Counsel to come up with an ordinance relative to framing out a minority impact statement. And what we wanted to do is just give you an update as to where we are at this point. It's very much a work in progress, but I think the progress has been very good. And what I'd like to do is ask Mr. Norris to provide you guys an update as to where we are.
Very good. Mr. Norris.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. I just wanted to just give you an update on where we are, and I feel we're in a, on a good path of making some significant impacts as it relates to our small businesses. I appreciate the information that Supervisor Rainey gave us regarding the Iowa's initiative, what they did, and we looked at that in depth, and then we also looked at how that will be incorporated here in Milwaukee County, and providing some other vehicles to really get to some of those results that I believe that that Iowa initiative tried to embrace. And so what we have listed here in an update is about 11 items that we feel that will get to that goal and effectively improve the empowerment of minority population and businesses. And just real briefly, I will just hit some of the points here. Points one and two as it relates to the fiscal note and budget narrative. What we look at this is just engaging the various department in their efforts of putting their budgets together and their fiscal notes to really think about the impact or improvements that they their budgets and fiscal notes can do for the minority community. So it's starting with internally with those departments that know their projects. As we heard earlier, the comptroller talking about putting an RFP process together and a procedure that jives very closely to these two items. And then point three is something that happens on occasion, but not very often, is that some bids or RFPs, procedurally wise, is that they're not required to identify the firms when they submit. And we're inadvertently creating a bid shopping condition. And therefore, we have successfully working with procurement and our other departments to eliminate that piece that where we create these bid shopping scenarios. Another piece that I would like to call is the start of the bookend, as you will, with point four. I got two bookends. If I had to put all these things together, bookends, to really get the results that I believe we're all looking for is this first one is right now we have the up and down if when proposers submit. Did they submit DBE participation? Did they meet goal up or down, yes or no? But what we're doing by adding this initiative is on the proposal side is that we're giving the proposer another strategy of winning. I'll give you this real brief scenario. We may have two engineering firms. They can go toe-to-toe at any time on any project. And so how do they win? They win on best proposal and price. But now we're adding another strategy for them. Are they providing capacity building opportunities for DBE firms, and they're going to be scored accordingly. So hypothetically, if we had 10 some proposers and they all met 25%, okay, they all get the up or down. But then proposer A says, I'm going to use this firm in a fashion that is going to build capacity, they're a virtual prime, if you will, and they're going to be scored accordingly. This practice is done throughout the country. So what it does is these proposers look at, okay, if I really want to win this, I'm really going to have to engage these firms. So we think that's going to significantly impact those businesses in a positive way. Right now, I have to say that working with the various departments, they're working with our departments to be involved up front. We have in some situations, and we've seen this results in the waiver reports, is that initially a request will come in for a waiver, but then we're involved early on in the process, and we found creative ways to get participation. So now the internal culture in Milwaukee County is that we're working more collaboratively together and being involved up front in some of these proposals and bids. I will drop down to number 7, if you will, to increase the pool of participants. Now, this is where it's going to require some board involvement. So currently, right now, we are, and I'm using interchangeably targeted firms to include our DBE firms and small businesses. We're certified. We have goals and requirements for DBE firms. Well, you graduate from the DBE program if your personal net worth is $1.3 million. Then you graduate from the DBE program. However, that does not mean that those firms are going to survive the economic sustainability storm out there, if you will. So what can we do to do something differently? Well, we know that some of those DBE firms are minority women and small businesses. If we include as part of a goal, this is in its infant stage, minority women and small business in addition to DBE firms, we increase the pool of opportunity. I have to tell you, since I've been here, there's been a number of projects that could have had participation, but because those firms exceeded that goal of that $1.3 million in personal net worth, I would say we missed an opportunity, quite frankly. We missed an opportunity. Because I think I think everyone is in agreement, we want to help small businesses that are minority women in small businesses secure some of these county contracts. So this is now in the infant stage, and I'd be more than happy to talk in more detail what I'm thinking in that regard.
At what point do the firms graduate from that federal definition?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I appreciate that comment. You reminded me of something. And when I'm talking about this change, it's in Chapter 42 for non-federal funded contracts, okay? With federal contracts, you still have to have DBE partners. It varies when they graduate. It's when their personal net worth reaches $1.3 million. That's when it happens. So it varies. So, for example, the last waiver report we did that was in the waiver calculation involved legal services. It was Gonzalez, Sajo. They graduated from the DBE program. However, they're still a minority firm. It would be nice not to include them in the waiver report. So that's an example, and we see other examples such as that. So I don't have a real number when it happens, but it has happened. And so we, meaning Milwaukee County, has invested good dollars and bringing up some of these good firms that have now graduated. However, the threshold to get into to take advantage of our contracting efforts are not quite there yet. And it's analogous to you give a scholarship to a person, and they graduate with good grades, but they still can't get the job, okay? And so we're kicking them out inadvertently, prematurely. And then finally, what I really like that we just now have gone live with is B2G Now. And we saw a demonstration of that recently. Basically what that is that, and we're going to include this in our contracting efforts, is that a prime contractor must submit payments that they receive on any given project and list in their subs as it relates to that project. What it does automatically is sends an alert to those subcontractors so they know when the prime has got paid. We heard the statement, cash flow is king. Cash flow is everything. And so as soon as the subcontractors are aware that the primes have been paid, they have an idea when they're going to be paid because it's in the contract when they get paid. It does some self-policing. It allows us to do some compliance measurements as well, is that we're getting an alert when the prime has got paid. So that's the other bookend piece of it. Again, in summary, the front-end bookend piece is to make sure that DBE firms are identified in the submittal process up front with dollar amounts and percentages, and in the back end is the cash that they should receive in a timely fashion. I think in addition to the Iowa study, this puts real teeth in the process, and it really helps those firms really grow, and we can monitor activity. So I'd be happy to entertain any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Mind if I just close it off real quickly here? Is that okay? So I just you can see here, Rick is relatively new to the county, and what we're trying to do in this effort is kind of make it transformational and not just have the minority impact statement be a report, but rather what we would like to do is really, like to Rick's point, put some teeth into what we're trying to accomplish here. So get that established first, and then report as to what we're trying to do here. So I think what Rick has put together, it's a work in progress, and we need your feedback, but I hope you see what we're trying to accomplish overall.
Okay. Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to thank Director Tyler and Norris for your willingness to assist me with the implementation of this. I believe the report you shared reflects the spirit, and I'm excited about the prospects and the promise that this legislation has to make an impact in the lives of minorities here in Milwaukee County. Timeline-wise, when do you anticipate we'll begin to see the actual implementation of the Minority Impact Statement?
Mr. Chair, I think Director Norris could probably respond to that better than I can, but I'll tell you just something as simple as what he's bringing to the table and relative to item number three, this whole notion of eliminating proposal and bid shopping. You know, that's something that we're doing right now. It causes a little bit of angst internally within my group and also to the community, but this is going to have an immediate impact. So I think it's going to be iterative. Item number seven, as he had talked about, in terms of increasing the pool of participants, that's a big idea that is worthy of a lot of conversation and a lot of input from the community and from all of you. So, you know, maybe Rick, you want to take a shot at giving a deadline.
Okay. I'm in terms of items one and two, I'm going to take the advantage of being relatively new here with the fiscal notes and the narrative. We're in the process of doing that now with the various departments. I've been working very well with the Director of Procurement, and this year in September, we're going to launch a departmental-wide training effort that would incorporate these initiatives. So the departmental-wise, there's continuity that what we're doing, but I have to say, just about everything I have on this list, we're already implemented. We have changed the participation form and the waiver reports. They're now submitted, and every procurement is now about to go out. We're starting to include in the contract language. We just got to get confirmation from Corp Counsel that all primes now have to submit their payments through B2G now. And so those are being implemented as we speak. So a lion's share that you see here are already being implemented. And I have to say it's going well. The collaboration and spirit of cooperativity between the various departments are working. What I'd like to be more engaged in changing some of the culture is prompt us up front, my department up front. We're partners with these other departments. And some of the sole sourcing opportunities, which we do understand source sourcing is needed, but we also believe there's an opportunity to have some participation as well, that we're working together up front now to set goals, to identify creative opportunities to involve our targeted firms. So those things are in process right now. So I don't have a sufficient timetable for you on points one and two, but everything else we are implementing as we speak, with the exception of the one that expands the pool for in addition to DBE firms.
Do you have any, what do you hope to have all of these items implemented this year, next year?
Well, I hope, well, most of these items are happening now. Now, what I would love to see happen this year, which I need your feedback, is expanding the pool. Because there's a number of projects that we see coming down the pipe that I know, based on the data that I have, that we don't have DBE firms to fill that void. I know that the projects that are coming down the pipe, as I speak based on the data that I have, I know they're minority women and small businesses that can do it. And again, I know we're trying to, the spirit of the idea, I think we still want to embrace. So I, on that item, you know, I need, you know, the expanded team here to assist me in that area.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I think it would be helpful if you would follow up with members about whether that's in a formal report or more informally about what are the areas where you're not finding people or where you are looking to really expand that pool. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been here for 14 years trying to work on implementing policies that would be helpful to increase minority and increase and augment minority and women's firms for 14 years. So I would say to Supervisor Rainey to be aggressive, stay on this, because sometimes departments and divisions are very reluctant to change or to accept change. And I'm gratified by what Director Norris has said, in that so far departments have been willing to work and have been collaborating. So my advice is to be perseverant and stick to the task. Because when you ask these questions, I know you want it done tomorrow. You wish it had happened yesterday, but nevertheless, be vigilant, and it eventually worked out. It'll work out. Sometimes a culture, it takes a while for a culture to change. It takes a while. People have to get used to maybe accepting some new ideas and doing things a little bit different from what they've been accustomed to. With patience, collaboration, and cooperation, this will happen. Mr. Chairman, I move to receive and place on file this item.
Motion is to receive and place on file. On the motion.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item 7 be received and placed on file prevails.
All right. Director Norris,
thank you.
I think you might have one more cycle being able to say you're new, but after that, we thank you. We'll return to item 5.